Yerushalmi Shviyas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Membeis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chavches Amud Aleph, the top line Tani. Tani Hakoyzev Sade Aputki Leisha Bekzibasa, Ulebal Chayv Bechayvoi, Machu Awez Machuah Valekeach Yochesh La'atzmei. The Baisa says, and we're using as a question, if a man designates a field for his wife's Ksuba or for his creditor, if he sold it, it's a valid sale, but the buyer may make a claim against the seller if it's repossessed. And there's a question against the Biyosi that we had earlier, who said there's no sale at all. And the Gemara answers, Masnizim b'sha'amala yehelecha pir'ayin mizu. The answer is that it was merely mentioned as a way of collecting, but it wasn't designated as the exclusive way. Ma pligin k'sha'amulai lo yehelecha pir'ayin ela mizu. So what is this? Is the disagreement between Rav Acha and Rav Yosi when he designated it exclusively for payment. Now we have a case, we go back to the there should be a gifter with the word ksuba here, it should say ksuba, then the Gemara is asking a question, when is a ksuba cancelled by Shvius? Rav Omar, and it should say ad shetifkum v'tizkov, Rav says after she already collected part of it, and it should say Ushmul Omar, pagma af pishulei zakfa, zakfa af pishulei pagma. Shmuel says if she collected part, even if she didn't consider it a debt, or if she considered it a debt even if she didn't collect part. Tani v'chia ad shetifkum v'tizkov. The Rav Chiya says in the Baisa and its supporting Rav that from when is it cancelled? After she already collected part of it. When the shopkeeper gave him credit a second time, it makes the first credit alone. Amar Rav Leza, the Rav Yehudahi. Rav Leza says that this is the view of Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah that earlier credit in a store is cancelled and is automatically converted into a loan when he took the most recent credit. And the Gemara asks now a question. The Mishnah taught that if one slaughtered a cow and divided it upon Rosh Hashanah amongst buyers who planned on paying after Rosh Hashanah, if the previous month was declared a full month, the payments are cancelled. Why are they cancelled if they can't be claimed until after Rosh Hashanah, since one cannot claim payment of a loan on Yom Tov? And the Gemara answers of Abba b'shem b'zeira, b'mamoin chu roi la'aminoi, mekeren chu roi l'toivoi roi l'tein lai mois, v'kan ho'ovu roi l'tein lai mois, v'loi nosan nasis v'shoina milva. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rizera, answered that since the owner trusts the buyer to return to pay, it's as if he can claim the money on Rosh Hashanah, as the buyer already feels compelled to pay back. And here also, since he's being given more credit, the buyer feels compelled to pay back the first credit to the storekeeper, so it becomes like a loan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar began Harisha. Rabbi Yochanan said that in the Mishnah earlier that Rabbi Yossi said that the payment of it for any work that must stop in Shvius is cancelled. If it doesn't need to stop, it's not cancelled. An example of work that must stop is plowing. Rav Shimon Lakish Oimer Begain Binyan. Rav Shimon Lakish says even construction. Adat Rav Yochanan Kol Melachah Shehi Poisekes B'Shvius. Adat Rav Shimon Lakish Kol Melachah Shehi Poisekes Me'Eleah. Rav Yochanan understands that the Mishnah refers to work that must stop due to the prohibitions of Shvius. Rav Shimon Lakish understands it refers to any work that ends in Shvius, such as a hired construction worker who stops receiving work and whose wage was due in Shvius. Shvius therefore cancels the debt. Ma Rav Yosi Kov Yehuda. Rav Yosi Amar. And the Gemara asked the question, does Rabbi Yosi follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosi said that any work that was completed in Shvius is cancelled since the worker didn't yet collect it and it's become a loan. Does he therefore agree with Rabbi Yehuda's view that the previous credit in the store becomes like a loan and is cancelled? And the Gemara answers, V'loi Rabbi Yehuda should say ko Rabbi Yosi. Afagav de Yehuda Omar ein derech shulchani liyos noisen isa atchitol dina moedu b'schah socher shein el b'soif. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda might agree with Rabbi Yosi, as even though we find that Rabbi Yehuda said that it's the way of a money change to first take the money before giving the change, and here also Rabbi Yehuda reasons that in order for the shopkeeper to feel more secure, if he gives credit, it becomes a loan. However, in the case of workers, he agrees that they're only owed the money at the end, so only when they finish working is it called a loan. But it could be that Rabbi Yosi disagrees over the case of the shopkeeper, as he holds the view of the Rabbanon that the money changer sometimes gives coins before receiving anything from the customer, and similarly the shopkeeper gives credit even before it's become a loan.